Hello, my name is Gabriel Buckshot, and this is my podcast. Today's topic is, should the U.S. pay reparations to African Americans? This argument started before the Civil War was about to end, when a man named General William Sherman ordered the South to give up 40 acres and a mule for the former slaves. This order was vetoed by President Andrew Johnson when it made its way to Congress. Many attempts, of course, happened afterwards, one being made by Councilmember Ray Jenkins, who wanted $40 billion worth of federal funding for black colleges. Around the same time, a consultation of black state legislators met in New Orleans and decided the idea of a government-financed education fund for African Americans that descended from slaves. This then was called the Conyers Bill, which unfortunately failed in Congress. This made them upset, seeing how just a year ago, they gave 60,000 Japanese Americans reparations for being in internment camps during World War II. Seeing how they were so willing to give $1.25 billion to a group of people that were being mistreated. This leads to the argument about how the U.S. can't afford reparations, seeing how it varies from $5.9 to $14.2 trillion. Yet, the U.S. didn't mind spending over $100 billion during the space race with Russia, while Mr. Jenkins was just asking for not even half that amount to benefit the community and possibly even have more people like Katherine Johnson. Katherine being one of only the 3.4% of the scientists and engineers that were actually black during that NASA program. This was according to Chapter 5 of the NASA History Office. Now, I mentioned this now back to World War II, during the time when the horrible incident happened with the Jews. I mention this tragic point in history because the U.S. also played a part in the reparations by supporting the Balfour Declaration of 1917, which gave the Jewish people Israel. So the U.S. seems to be even making sure that the people of a different country get their justice for a somewhat similar act, but not do it in their own. But now let's hear from Mr. Miller and what...
Okay, I know this is in the news recently. You've got a lot of members of Congress talking about presenting a bill for reparations. I generally think that that's a bad idea, dredging up the history of something that was so divisive and so detrimental to society, and the idea of today's people of this generation paying out reparations for wrongs of the past. I generally don't see that as a good idea. It tends to, as I said before, be very divisive, and it's, unless it can be proved, if there is some sort of sociological or psychological testing that they did in Brown versus Board of Education, where you can draw a connection to where today's generations of former slaves, ancestors feel some sort of scars, it has impaired them in some way. If you can make that connection, if you can draw that connection between slavery of the past to impairing people of today and today's generation, then I'd be open to it. I'd be open to the idea of it if you can make that connection. Like they did, as I said, in Brown versus Board of Education, showing the psychological damage done by the Plessy versus Ferguson case, which showed that separate but equal never worked. But slave reparations, it's almost a Pandora's box. If you start opening up the box to people with grievances from the past, and I know slavery is not a grievance, but one of the things that historians understand is that there have been a number of people from different places around the world that have been aggrieved here in America. You can go back to the Italians, the Chinese, the Irish, certainly Jews. And if you start opening up Pandora's box to reparations, there will be others. There will be other groups. There will be other groups that follow. And then you... What's the number? What is the number? What is the amount of money that you would pay out to an aggrieved people? What is the number that you could come across and settle on? That's always going to be controversial. And then who's going to apply for it? Who is it that can make a direct connection, ancestral connection? So there's a lot that goes into it. And I know it's a it's a hot button issue that's out there now. I worry about things like that being divisive in a society that is already becoming more polarized. I worry that an issue like that polarizes us even more. Because you're going to have those that are going to obviously apply for it and want the application. Then you're going to have those that are going to feel like they shouldn't have to pay it out because they're like, that wasn't my people. I didn't do this. That's not my sin or my stain or my burden to bear. Why should I have to pay for the sins of the past? That kind of thing. So I feel like that kind of issue would be more divisive and more detrimental to society than beneficial.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. And now we'll be listening to a segment of the Del Banco interview and what his thoughts were on African Americans getting reparations.
So let me ask now about reparations. As you know very well, slavery ended after a civil war in which hundreds of thousands of Americans died and large parts of the South were physically destroyed. And there was another century of legalized discrimination. But now there is this discussion of reparations. What do you say to an American who's maybe listening to us and personally responding, slavery was bad, but I didn't enslave anybody. Segregation was bad, but I didn't do that. Maybe my ancestors weren't even in the country at the time. Would you respond that actually because I am an American, because I enjoy the benefits of this country, that I am responsible?
You know, I'm not sure that's quite the right way. I mean, I don't think we should think of it as a zero-sum game. You know, why should I give something to somebody else and thereby have it taken away from me when I had nothing to do with the original transgression? We're all in this society together. We want to live in a humane society where people respect one another as human beings. And in order to achieve that, we need to make significant further progress on the race problem in this country. But we want to be in a decent society. And part of the decency is to recognize our history and to try to make, in a moral sense, reparations for it.
Andrew Del Banco is the author of The War Before the War, Fugitive Slaves and the Struggle for America's Soul from the Revolution to the Civil War. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. Hope you enjoyed.